Prestige Jayco pre-game interview.
Time to hit the phones, thanks to Prestige Jayco, of course, Australia's leading motorhome dealer, and it's great to be talking once again with Essendon footy boss Dan Richardson. Dan, thanks for joining us. Tom King, Ben Casanilia, and Tom Lonigan in the K-Rock Hub. We spoke with Xavier Clark from the Tigers a bit earlier. He suggested it was just a little bit warmer in the hub up in Darwin rather than it is in the K-Rock Hub here in Geelong.
I'm tipping, that's a very true voice. Yeah, nice, 33 degrees today. During the day, it's probably cooled down a touch now, but I'm tipping by the sound of it, talking to family down your way this morning. Much warmer up here than it is down there.
There'd be a spring in James Kelly's step, though, because there's been a bit of rain just this week just to bring a bit of green to the grass.
Yeah, that's true. Oh, the oval here, the ground here, TIO Stadium, looks in terrific condition, I have to say. So, a bit of spring in Cal Steph. He was running around training at Gold Coast during the week, looking like a young fella, looking like he could still play.
Yeah,
he'd probably be pleased I'm saying that as well.
Yeah, absolutely. What does it mean to Essendon to be playing this game? Obviously, all the Dreamtime games have been played at the MCG, but to play this one in Darwin, and, you know, obviously Kevin Sheedy was a key driver in this, and he's obviously had a special affinity with the Indigenous community and Indigenous players, but what does it mean for Essendon to be part of this in Darwin?
Oh, look, the club's obviously has a rich history of Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people and their contribution to not only the Essendon Footy Club, but the game as a whole. And so it's I think it's going to be a wonderful occasion tonight and a wonderful celebration. And yeah, we feel privileged to be able to be up here, and privileged to, you know, be able to put on hopefully a good performance and put on a show in front of the local community and local crowd that I'm sure will get behind both teams. I think the crowd will be fairly evenly spread, or teams will be fairly evenly spread in terms of support. So, we're really looking forward to it. I think apparently the environment here last night was really good, really electric, and I'm sure it'll go up a level again tonight.
Dan, you certainly are in the right spot up there, 33 degrees. The animals have been pairing up all day here today. They actually had to abandon Moonee Valley for the quadrilla, so the punters will be absolutely furious about that. Tell us about Irving Mosquito, one of the great names in footy, and he's from the old Lee Brown pop-up shop down there at the Gippsland Power. Tell us about Irving Mosquito.
Yeah, he did spend some time down with Brownie at Gippsland, but originally, of course, from Halls Creek, which, if you look on a map, Halls Creek is certainly one of the most remote places in the country. So it's a pretty amazing story, really, to come from there, Gippsland Power, and obviously to be drafted by us a couple of years ago. And look, he's got a journey ahead of him. He's had a journey to get here to this point, and hopefully there's still a long journey ahead for him to continue to develop his footy. But look, I think the hub life has been good for him. I think to be around the group and training hard, he spent a lot of time sort of training, doing extra training over the last sort of 8 weeks with Dyson Heppel, I know, and has provided him with some terrific support. And look, he's excited to be out there. We're excited to have him out there, and look, we just hopefully he can get a few touches and join one of his brothers there, and Anthony Tip and Woody, and hopefully provide us with a spark down forward.
I know the season's thrown up for every side. There's changes galore, and, you know, obviously players managed and the workload and those sorts of things. But nice to have Jake Stringer back up forward. It seems you probably, you know, just lacked a bit of bite up forward and somebody who can maybe create something out of nothing for your team.
Yeah, I think that Collingwood game when Jake injured his ankle, unfortunately, right towards the end of that game, he obviously played really well that night, and to a large extent, I think it was a bit of a tipping point with personnel with our forward line when he went down that night. And yeah, look, our forward line, I don't think there's any secrets, has just struggled for continuity and struggled a little bit for efficiency to function since. So Jake's done really well with his rehab to get back, you know, reasonably quickly, probably a little bit ahead of time. And so, yeah, we're just looking forward to what he brings. And yeah, I think down forward, he's a smart footballer, Jake. He's well aware of the structures he needs to play, but he's obviously got some unique talents as well. So we're really pleased, of course, to have him back.
for Prestige Jayco. Of course, we're speaking with Essendon football boss Dan Richardson. He's Tom Lonigan on Carrick Football.
G'day, Dan. Good luck for tonight, mate. I just wanted to, Blake Carousella, big Benny Rutten and yourself have previously been at Richmond. So what information have you been able to pass on to the boys about the Tigers and what should they expect tonight?
Oh, look, I think, your opposition reporting, Tom, as you know, studies most other teams pretty closely. So, naturally enough, though, having the three of us, particularly Ben and Caro, more from a coaching perspective, having, spent time at Richmond. And I guess, not that we're trying to mimic Richmond and the way they play, but certainly there's probably some attributes of the way Richmond play that Ben and Blake personally, brought to Richmond as well. So, so there's a little bit deeper knowledge and understanding of the way they play, but that said, it's probably not any surprises. And look, the good teams tend to play their way and just do it better than anyone else. So as much as, there's some insight into the way Richmond play, what we've learned over this last month for us is our good footy is good, but it just hasn't been consistent enough. So the main focus really for us is what we can bring to the game and try and bring, some parts of the good parts of our game we've seen in the last month to life, for hopefully for four quarters. And if we can do that, hopefully we can match Richmond, who are obviously, we all know, a terrific team.
And I was a bit reluctant to ask this question because I know you would have been asked this plenty of times, and Woosher and Ben, but Joe Danaher, it just seems like that's the type of player you're missing at the moment, that big key forward. Far away, I know there was reports he may have been playing in the scratch match this weekend. Is he far away, do you think, or you're unsure still?
Still unsure, yeah. I think we've been pretty consistent. I know it's pretty boring, Tom, that we've consistently said we're just not putting a timeline on it. But that said, he is progressing and I think getting closer to playing than further away, which is good. And you're right, I think, if you look at the teams on the top of the ladder, they all have a big focal point to kick to, don't they? Or most of them do, and including Richmond tonight with the likes of Lynch and Riewoldt. So he's certainly, I think, the type of player that any club would miss. So we're certainly very keen to see him out there, and hopefully we will soon.
And I know you've got one other key forward out in the wings, an ex-Calder Cannon player who I know very well. He probably needs another year or two at Pasha, Harrison Jones. How's he tracking along, and is he up in the hub? How's he enjoying being up away on the hub at the moment?
Yeah, he has come up to the hub. He came up in the second group that arrived because initially he was just suffering a bit of a ankle foot injury. But now he's now going really well. He's played the last couple of match sims. You're right, he's probably, it's early in his growth and his development, but he's really impressed us. He impressed us over pre-season, even, with some of his form in a couple of the pre-season games. He's a real footy person. He seems to really love the footy environment and the club environment. So he's been really thriving up here in the hub. He's training hard. And, we'll see whether or not he plays or sees any AFL footy this year. Not too sure, but we certainly have, we're certainly very optimistic about him as a key forward prospect in the future.
Dan, talk to us about Jordan Ridley's advancement as a player. Is it something the club expected or hoped? He's all of a sudden turning himself into a potential Crichton medalist based on what he's played through the first dozen rounds of the season.
Yeah, his growth's been terrific to see, hasn't it? And, it was probably this time last year he might have even been playing in the VFL, and we were playing him a few different roles, up on a wing and a little bit midfield just to give him a taste of that. The area of his game that he's worked really hard on is probably more the combative, competitive nature of the game. And I think the way that, you see him stand under high balls and mark so many, take so many intercept marks this year has been a real feature of his game. He worked really hard over summer and over the ISO period, I know, with Andy McGrath, and they pushed each other. And he sort of came back from that period in terrific condition, really, really fit. He's obviously still continuing to develop from a strength and size perspective, and that'll come in time. But, you're not wrong. He's certainly playing good footy at the minute, and And hopefully, you know, we can see him play a lot of really good footy for the football club over a long period of time.
When you pick somebody at pick 72, as you did with Braden Ham, you probably don't expect a great deal out of them early in their career. But I suspect even though there's probably some inconsistency in his game, he's tracking ahead of where you might have thought he would be.
Yeah, I think that's a fair call. Yeah, Braden, he's an elite runner. And it's probably something in our team that we could do with a little bit more of. And so that's one of the reasons that he's in the team tonight and been... And played a little bit of footy this year. He was probably rested, or not rested, I mean, he was left out of sight a few weeks ago and probably just with a young body, you know, just physically a bit worn at that time, but he's returned pretty fresh and, yeah, he'll play an important role tonight on the wing for us and which obviously requires a lot of, you know, defensive and offensive running and Richmond's wingers certainly do the same. So, we'll look to him to play a really important role tonight.
For Bomber fans tuned in, can you give us updates on Fantasia, Heppel and Hooker and how far away they are?
Heppel and Hooker not too far away. I understand Raz just maybe a little bit further away than those two. But yeah, hopefully, certainly Dyson will hope to see back possibly after the Hawthorn game next week. It'd just be great for us to have an opportunity, even if it's towards the back end of the season, just to have majority of our key players to select from. And, you know, that'll give us all and all the Bombers fans out there a better opportunity to have a real, you know, good understanding of where we're, you know, our list and where we're really at.
Absolutely. Dan, big game for your footy club tonight. We wish you the best of luck. Really appreciate you joining us for Prestige Jayco. Thanks for your time.
Thanks, gents. Have a great night.
Dan Richardson joining us there from Darwin.
Prestige Jayco pre-game interview.